It's a Tech Tuesday, and Bridget Carey is with us from CNET. You can find her at CNET.com. And we're into December, and all I know is I'm pretty excited. There's a new EOS, as Bill calls it, an iOS update. And what do we need to know about this, Bridget?
Well, it's something that has Apple's new thing called PayCash. It lets you pay people through chat if they're also like an iPhone user. It's called Apple PayCash. It's kind of like how Venmo works, if you're familiar with that. You can pay someone back in a text message, essentially. When you get money, you can also use that money. It actually stores it in like a special account where you can maybe, if you go pay with your phone somewhere, that money can then be used to, I don't know, pay for a burger at McDonald's or whatever. And if you want to put it in your own bank account, it'll take up to 1 to 3 business days.
I like updating when there is an update, because my phone, I was looking at it and all of a sudden it made this weird like hissing click noise. You could see like lines going through it. And it
just completely crashed.
This has never happened before, and I was worried I wasn't going to be able to restart it again. So when it restarted, I noticed there was an iOS update, and I updated it because I thought something's going wrong here. And knock on Formica, I haven't had an issue. This was a couple days ago.
Well, actually, the latest. I mean, I can't speak for like the crazy thing you just described.
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, but I can say that people are reporting that it's a little wonky in general, because Apple patched this bug, and sent an update to patch the bug, but then they pushed out an iOS update that didn't have that bug fix back in it, so it put the security hole back in it. And then there's this, and even though it's 11.2, the version that's coming out now, the Apple Pay Cash is being rolled out slowly, so you may update and still not be able to do it. I think they're a little sloppy in the past week, definitely. I wouldn't say rush out to go get Apple Pay Cash. Like, who cares about that? I would just wait a few days to hear any more reports, because I'm sorry you went through that. It does sound like it was
scary.
I personally have not updated because I just haven't backed up my phone yet to do that. So I kind of felt like my laziness rewarded me there.
Bridget, there's a bunch of topics you wanted to discuss, and I don't see this on there, but I'm just curious. Do you know anything? I saw a word the other day that PayPal says that they may have been compromised, that somehow somebody was able to hack PayPal. Do you know anything about this?
Oh, I actually haven't. I feel like this has been the year of hacks. I'm just writing like a roundup right now of how cybersecurity has been like such a major talking point this year, because if you look back, we had the Equifax hack exposing like half of American security numbers. You had Yahoo admitting, the largest breach in history, 3 billion, all of its users. You know, everyone was hacked in that compromise. And it just, there was something every single month that it's sad that another hack kind of doesn't really, you know, can kind of fly by and you're like, oh, another one. But certainly, hopefully this brings it to a point where it's companies are not thinking about being reactionary, but being proactive and preventing stuff.
Explain this. Speaking of hacks, we got a call from our credit card company about 3 weeks ago saying that my wife and daughter were in a Chipotle a couple months ago, sometime in the late summer, and that Chipotle was hacked while they were in there. So their credit card, just by virtue of being on premises, is suspect and may have been hacked. Do you know anything? I don't see how that's possible.
It is possible. This means that that particular company was very poor about how they use their data, and it could have been anyone who was let in access. This is how it happened at Target. People who were shopping at Target a few years ago. Why, you know, the guy who was like fixing the AC had access, and with it, you know, it was an illegitimate person, but that's how hackers get in sometimes, by like an outside person coming in to do service, quote unquote, and they can do something to the data. And it's another reason why things like Apple Pay are actually more secure. People get sketchy when they say, oh, I don't know if I want to pay with my phone. That feels really weird. Actually, that store, whether it be Chipotle or somewhere else, when you pay with NFC on your phone, they're not getting your credit card number. They're getting a random digit that's kind of encrypted.
Yeah.
And then, it does get lost the hackers don't have your credit card information.
Yesterday, I had my 18-year-old fill up the gas tank. He's just learning how to drive on his own. And I said, you know, you put your debit card in there and it says, is this a debit card? And I said, always hit no. And he said, why, Mom? It is a debit card. I said, because when you can get around punching in your PIN, get around it. Use it as a credit card. And we spoke to someone who is our friendly hacker, remember, Bill? And he said, don't punch in your PIN unless you have to. I mean, treat it as a credit card because there are more backups to help save you. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. In terms of security, you are much safer either using a credit card or, like you said, having the option where you do that. But I actually stopped using my debit card. I don't trust companies anymore. That, you know, they could be a big name, but I don't know what they do, and just hack every month. I just rather pay by credit card and pay off my credit card as best I can.
I know. The debit card is, you know, it used to be a great thing because I never have cash on me, and now it's like you're scared to use it.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting. All right, and what else do we need to know? I know you have another interview scheduled. Is there a quick something you'd like to mention on this Tech Tuesday, Bridget?
Well, it's not just Apple talk. We can talk about Android. They have a new update out today, Android 8.1, and their big update is new hamburger emojis.
Oh, my God. I would use that frequently if I had an Android.
There was a crisis because the Android version of the cheeseburger put the cheese underneath the meat on the bottom with the bread. Yeah. And everyone was like, what are you doing? That's not how you have a cheeseburger. So they had to remake the icon to put the cheese on the meat patty. And if you think that's bad, Samsung folks have it also rough. Their icons have the lettuce separating the cheese and meat patty.
No. Come on.
These are the big issues that, you know, Google is solving right now.
Bridget, you've saved Christmas. Google and you have saved Christmas. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you, Bridget.
It's Bridget Carey from CNET, everybody. CNET, it's right there on your computer. Look it up.